ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग आवर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भगवद गीता एज इट इज बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। वी आर ऑन चैप्टर नंबर 6 टुडे एंड वी आर गोइंग टू कवर टेक्स्ट नंबर 27th एंड 28th। टेक्स्ट 27th, प्रशांत मन संयेनम् योगिनम् सुखम् उत्तमम् उपैति शांत रजसम् ब्रह्म भूतम् अकल्मषम्। प्रशांत मन संयेनम्। Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: the yogi whose mind is fixed on me verily attains the highest perfection of transcendental happiness. He is beyond the mode of passion. He realizes his qualitative identity with the Supreme, and thus he is freed from all reactions to past deeds. Purport: Brahma Bhuta is the state of being free from material contamination and situated in the transcendental service of the Lord. Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param, Bhagavad Gita 18.54. One cannot remain in the quality of Brahman, the Absolute, until one's mind is fixed on the lotus feet of the Lord. Savai Mana Krishna Padarabindayo. To be always engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, or to remain in Krishna consciousness, is to be factually liberated from the mode of passion and all material contamination. Text 28. Yunjan evam sadatmanam yogi vigata kalmasha sukena brahma samsparsham atyantam sukhamashnute. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation: thus the self-controlled yogi, constantly engaged in yoga practice, becomes free from all material contamination and achieves the highest stage of perfect happiness in transcendental loving service to the Lord. Purport: self-realization means knowing one's constitutional position in relationship to the Supreme. The individual soul is part and parcel of the Supreme, and his position is to render transcendental service to the Lord. This transcendental contact with the Supreme is called Brahma Samsparsha. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. So, this chapter is entitled Dhyana Yoga, and we have been hearing now the practice of a yogi, a Dhyana Yogi. And the culmination of this practice is now coming here through, that is, the yogi is now, because of his practices, is achieving perfection in terms of transcendental happiness. Whatever we do in life is to gain some happiness. Whatever anyone does in this world, the whole idea is to become happy. If happiness is removed, no one will do anything. Whatever we do. But the problem is, everyone is trying to for his own happiness, in his own style. And many times this happiness is at the cost of others. Like for example, there is a nice Subhashita which I heard. It's nothing but just a nice Sanskrit poetry, a humorous poetry. It tells about a marriage. A marriage is going on. And how in marriage everyone is trying to find his own happiness, his sense gratification in his own style. So the marriage is going on between a boy and a girl. And in that marriage, let us analyze how everyone is thinking, what is everyone's thought, and how one is perceiving happiness, in what way. So the girl is thinking she is happy because she knows that The boy is very nice, beautiful, handsome. And the boy is happy because the boy is thinking the girl is very beautiful, exactly, made for each other. The mother of the girl, she is thinking, this boy is very wealthy, so she is happy. And the father of the girl is thinking, this boy is well educated, so he is happy. All the relatives who have come for the marriage, they are thinking, the boy has come from a very good family, so they are happy. And all the people who are remaining, who have come, they are all happy because the food is very nice. So everyone is happy in his own way. They have their own understanding of happiness because everyone is getting what they want. So this is the nature of this material world. Everyone is trying to seek happiness. Everyone's happiness. So this verse, through these two verses which we are discussing, we will see how one can become happy in this world. It is very simple. Happiness comes by serving. Srila Prabhupada makes a very beautiful point. How an individual soul, how a spirit soul in this world, how we can become happy. Prabhupada says that we can become happy or we can become self-realized by two things. One is, first is when we understand that we are individual soul and that we are part and parcel of Krishna. And second is, when we start rendering service to Krishna. So these two things are essential for self-realization and for transcendental happiness, which this yogi is getting here in this verse. To become happy, first is to know who we are. And after knowing who we are, that is, we are part and parcel of Krishna, we start acting on that platform. That is, we start serving Krishna. So these two things are known and we activate our life based on these two things. Then what happens? We achieve transcendental happiness. So therefore, in short, happiness comes from serving. So in this world, everyone is serving. We are saying that everyone is trying to serve others. Let's take a family in this world. A family of husband, wife and 2-3 children. The husband, what is doing? Morning to evening is earning his livelihood. He's trying to go for a job. And so much of tension is taking. Traveling so much. Typical in Bombay life, travel. And then hear so much of rebukes from the boss. And do so much of work, and still get less paid. With all that things, what he's doing is actually, in one sense, he's taking care of family. But actually serving his family. So the father, the husband rather, the main person, the male, he is serving his family. He's trying to, for example, the wife says, okay, we need a furniture in the house. So husband has to make adjustment. Or husband has to look for a better job to get better facilities in the house. And child says, father, I want to go for tuitions. So the father has to pay some extra money from his pocket. So in one way, the father is serving the family. The mother, if the mother is not earning, if the mother is in the house, she is a housewife, what she is doing? She is taking care of the house, maintaining the house, taking care of children. In other words, she is serving the house and the inmates of the house. The father is serving, the mother is serving. The children, they have to be obedient. If they are not obedient, they will not get their facilities. So they are obediently serving their parents. See, in other words, everyone is serving in this world. But the problem is, when we serve in this material world, there is not much happiness sought. Like for example, it's a typical family life. Everyone is trying to serve each other, but still people are not satisfied. People think that, main itna kar raha hu apne family ke liye. I am doing so much for my family. But they are not happy with me. And therefore, he is not feeling happiness. And sometimes the child is thinking, father, you are not providing me this. I want this education, but you don't have money. What is this? Or the wife is crying, wife is shouting, what is this? You are not getting enough money. Change your job. So this is typical family life. People are not satisfied. Either they are not satisfied at all, or they are satisfied. A family is satisfied, but for short time. Temporary happiness. Normally, if you talk to old people nowadays in today's city life, they all have complained, I have done so much for my family, but these people have left me now. So where is the happiness in family now? Why? Because everyone is trying to serve each other's senses, each other's material life, material. They are trying to give material happiness to each other. And therefore, no one is satisfied. But when we start serving Krishna, then what happens? We become happy. Actually, when we serve, we are trying to please others. But in the material world, it is very difficult to please others. No one is happy to please. You give whole life to serve a family or a person, and ultimately they will say that aapne kuch kiya nahi mere liye. You have not done anything for me. So this is typical. But Krishna, when you serve Krishna, little you give Krishna, Krishna is happy. There's a nice story in this regard. There was one British officer during the pre-independence day when the British was ruling India. This British officer was very arrogant and he was against Indians. And he was like, you know, would consider Indians to be less low class and Britishers to be very high class. So this Britisher one day, while going to the streets of India, his new boot was fully, because of rainy season, became full of mud, chikhad, pura lag gaya tha. So he came to his house, he was disgusted because of Indian streets. So he kept his boot and then he retired for his day. He left, he slept. In the morning he woke up, he saw his shoe, which was full of mud, was completely cleansed. Fully wiped, nicely dust, everything, all the mud removed. So he became curious, how it happened? So he called his servant and asked, did you do that? And the servant said, no, I never did. So he asked, who did it? And the servant pointed out that I saw one person coming out, a neighbor, just an urchin on the street, a beggar on the street, he came. And I saw him cleaning your shoes. So he was very intrigued. Why does Jai Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Lalita Devi Shaka Devi ki jai, Gopal ji ki jai, Gaur Nitai Bhagwan ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So this British officer called that beggar and said, why did you clean my shoes? And the beggar said, I wanted to please you. So I came and cleaned your shoes. So the British officer, who was till now very arrogant and against Indians so much, he was moved. That service melted his heart and he changed his opinion about Indians. And from that day onwards, he became very soft to the Indians. Just by little service, this hard-hearted British gentleman became very soft-hearted. So a little service, a menial service can change a British officer into a soft-hearted person. What to speak of Krishna? Krishna is already soft-hearted. So by little service to Krishna, Krishna becomes very easily pleased. Therefore Krishna, what does he want? Krishna says, patram, pushpam, phalam toyam, yo me bhaktya prayachati. Krishna is asking for simple things. Very simple things. Patram, pushpam, phalam toyam. Anyone can get it. Anyone can get a flower, a fruit, some water, a leaf. But what does Krishna want is love. Along with service, the service should be imbued with love. Today the whole world is talking about service, is it not? Everyone is trying to give service to the others. Service industry is a very prominent word. All the customers, they want good service and then they will buy a product. So all the companies coming together, meetings after meetings, how we can provide better service. But that service has no love, that service has motivation. If we serve, we will get money from that person. So love is not there. So Krishna does not expect things from us. Krishna wants simple things, but Krishna wants all those whatever you give us with love. That is the most important aspect in service. If the love factor is not there in the service is not palatable. So if you serve Krishna with love, simple. Krishna is very easily pleased. Sometimes you may not even able to offer Krishna anything. But if your desire to serve Krishna with love, that itself, that desire to serve Krishna, satisfies Krishna. Like in Nectar of Devotion, there is one nice story about one poor Brahmana. He didn't have anything to serve Krishna, but he had a very strong desire to serve Krishna. So he heard one day from the Bhagavatam that if I do not have facilities to serve Krishna, no problem. But if someone can serve Krishna even in mind, Krishna accepts it. It is as good as serving Krishna physically. So he thought, I am a poor person, I don't have anything to give to Krishna. Why not I think of some service which I am doing in the mind, and I can serve Krishna in that way. So every day without fail, he would go on the banks of a river, and he would close his eyes, and he would meditate. That is cooking for Krishna. Every day in his meditation, he would make chappan bhog. He would make 56 offerings, and he would offer it to Krishna in his mind. Because he knew that if I am offering in my mind, it is as good as offering physically also. Because Krishna sees the love involved. So one day what happened was, he was making a feast for Krishna in the mind. He made a big feast, and on that day he made sweet rice for Krishna. And when he was preparing sweet rice for Krishna, he decided to offer to Krishna now. But he thought, the sweet rice must be very hot. I should not offer too hot things for Krishna. He will have difficulty in eating. So he thought, in his mind he is thinking, that let me touch the sweet rice and take, just touch and check whether sweet rice is hot or cold or lukewarm. So he touched the sweet rice and then he shouted, ah! His meditation broke. Same time in Vaikuntha, Lord Vishnu started laughing. So Lakshmi Devi was intrigued and she asked Lord Vishnu, why are you laughing? And then Lord Vishnu narrated the whole incident of this Brahmana in the meditation cooking a feast and touching the sweet rice. But because he was so consciously thinking of Krishna and preparing food for Krishna, when he touched in his mind the sweet rice which was not physically present, his finger actually got burnt. He actually got that, he got burning sensation on his fingers because of a deep meditation. So the Lord Vishnu said, this devotee has served me so nicely, he has pleased me. So now I am going to send all my Vishnu Dutas to get him back to Vaikuntha. So when you serve Krishna with love, that is an important factor. What happens? Then Krishna is pleased. So, perfection or perfect happiness is in serving Krishna with love. That is most important. So, if you want to know what it takes to serve Krishna, we need to know or we need to ask Krishna what he wants. If you want to serve someone, the best thing is to ask that person. Is it not? Like if some guest comes to your house, you ask him, kya lenge aap? You don't say, maine banaya, lenge kya aap? You don't know, kya lenge aap? You ask, what is his desire? And based on his desire, you provide him. You ask, what he will be happy with? Like for example, if you ask, give me a glass of water, you will not think, water is too simple. Let me get some hot milk for him. But he may not be happy. He may have indigestion. And you give him hot milk, he will have more indigestion. So whatever he wants, you provide him. That is very essential. So how do you know what makes Krishna happy? So this Krishna consciousness movement which Srila Prabhupada has designed here is nothing but a movement which is trying to please Krishna. Srila Prabhupada's books make us know what Krishna requires from us. And therefore what we are taught in this Krishna consciousness movement, chant Hare Krishna every day without fail, follow four regulative principles, association with devotees. We should know these are the things which makes Krishna happy. So when we chant Hare Krishna every day, we should not feel what is this chanting connected with the spiritual life. How Krishna consciousness and chanting are related. No. When we chant Hare Krishna, we may not like, but Krishna likes it. And therefore, we should chant Hare Krishna for Krishna's pleasure. And when we follow four principles, it is for Krishna's pleasure. When we associate with devotees, it is for Krishna's pleasure. So Prabhupada has designed this Krishna consciousness movement in such a way that by chanting Hare Krishna, by following four principles, coming to temple and associating with devotees, invariably we are serving Krishna with love. And when we serve Krishna with love, what happens? Krishna is very easily pleased. And when Krishna is easily pleased, what happens? We also become very much pleased. We are all trying to be happy in this world. The best happiness is in serving Krishna. When Krishna is happy, we are happy. Why? Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. So when you're part and parcel of Krishna, what happens? When Krishna is happy, we are happy. And Prabhupada gives a very brilliant analogy, example, that if the tree has to be watered, if you want to water the tree, where you will put the water? On the root of the tree. Very easy. No one will climb the tree and put water on the top of the tree. You know, it's very simple, that's smart. Put the water at the root and the whole tree will be nourished. Similarly, the root of all existence, the Sarva Karana Karanam, is Ishvara Paramakrishna. Supreme Lord Krishna is the source of everything, is the cause of everything. So when we serve Krishna, what happens? We also become happy. And what is the proof? The proof is when we follow it. The proof of pudding is in eating. If I tell you now that in our Govinda's restaurant, we have a very special pizza. And I give half an hour lecture on pizza. And I tell you after that, okay, you are happy now? You say, what is this? Happiness, there is no happiness in hearing. You will say, Prabhuji, instead of speaking half an hour, you just give the pizza to us. We will experience it. And everything you want to tell for half an hour, that will be experienced just in 10 minutes. Proof of pudding is in eating, they say. So if one wants to experience happiness, simple is chant Hare Krishna every day, follow four principles, associate with devotees. If someone is doing it regularly, we'll experience happiness. And if someone is not able to experience happiness in them, then you should check. Am I really chanting nicely? Am I following principles? Am I associating with devotees? Am I doing with devotion? Or is it just a cut-paste thing? Is it just doing because everyone is supposed to do? I am coming to temple, so I should chant. The log kya bolenge? Not like that. The whole idea is, I am coming here to serve Krishna. And there should be love involved in chanting, in following principles and associating with devotees. That is the most important point. And this way, one can achieve happiness. So this is something which we can learn from this verse. Prabhupada also mentioned a very, very nice point, that when we are serving Krishna, we should not have any motives in serving Krishna. Because if we have motives, then our heart is not pure. Our heart is not clean. When the heart is not clean, what happens? We cannot offer devotion. For example, when you cook for someone, let's say some guest is going to come to our house, and we are supposed to cook, will we not get the best of items from the market? We'll get the best of, for example, if we want to make rice, we may get basmati rice from the market, and we will make in the best of ghee, or maybe best of oils, and decorate it nicely, and offer it. The best of items, we will offer it to Krishna, and we will offer to the guest. Similarly, when we are offering something to Krishna, it should be best. And we are offering love, and love comes from the heart. The heart should be very pure. If the heart is not pure, we will offer what? All burnt rice or basi rice. That won't be good for the guest. Similarly, that won't be good for Krishna. Krishna will not like. Krishna will accept it. But Krishna will not. Krishna will be happy when we give out of pure love. And Prabhupada says, if you want to know what is pure love without motivation, then there is a resemblance, there is something which we can see in this world. And that is a mother's love for a child. When you see mother's love for a child, when a small child is there, and mother is 24 hours serving the child, is there any motivation? There is no motivation. The mother is not thinking. Not thinking what child will give. The child will not give anything. The child will only give more service. 24 hours. Now, if the mother keeps a maid servant to take care of child, will the maid servant love the child in a similar fashion like the mother loves the child? No. As soon as maid servant's duty is over, 10 o'clock night, I am going. And at 10 o'clock, if the child starts crying, she will say, my job is over, I am going. But the mother will not say. The night 12 o'clock, the child starts crying, the mother will not say, child, stop crying. Now at night time, let me take rest. No. In the night 12 o'clock, she will get up and she will pat the child, feed the child, because she wants to please the child. She wants to serve the child. Prabhupada says, something like this. We can take this inspiration from this example of a mother And similarly, we can repose our love like that to Krishna. So when we serve Krishna in that way, what happens? Krishna becomes very easily pleased. When Krishna becomes easily pleased, we experience happiness. So Prabhupada also mentions a very important point, that when one serves Krishna, one also serves everyone. There is a very popular saying in India, Manav Seva Madhav Seva. That means when we serve living entities, then we are serving Krishna. No, actually it is opposite. The best Manav Seva is giving Madhav Seva to that Manav. And then he will be happy. That is the best Manav Seva. So, Prabhupada is trying to build a point here. Prabhupada is saying beautifully that how can we serve? People ask, you Hare Krishna is only serving Krishna. Din raat Krishna Krishna kar rahe hain aap log. Kuch social activity kijiye aap. Garibon ko daan kijiye. School bandhiye, hospital bandhiye. Build hospital schools, old age homes. Do something for poor. So, what does Krishna says here in the Bhagavad Gita? What does Srila Prabhupada want to show us to the purports of Bhagavad Gita? Prabhupada is saying that if you want to serve Krishna and if you want to serve all living entities, it has to be done systematically, scientifically. Why does a devotee love all living entities? Why? Because he sees Krishna in everyone's heart. And he thinking, the devotee is thinking, Krishna is in everyone's heart. And Krishna goes with that living entity, that spirit soul, whatever body he takes. That means Krishna is in everyone's heart, whether a spirit soul is in the body of a human being, or body of a cat, or a dog, or a rat, or an amoeba. Whatever body he has, in that body also Krishna goes. That means Krishna loves that living entity so much, that Krishna goes behind him wherever he is going. So devotee is thinking, if Krishna loves so much that living entity, how much should I love also? Because Krishna loves him. And therefore I should also love him. But what he is saying, he is also saying, why Krishna is following him? Krishna is following him so that Krishna wants him to give a chance to come back to him. And that is the reason why Krishna comes to this material world. Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, Lord Krishna says, why he comes to this world? There are three reasons, main reasons for Krishna coming here. Paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha dushritam, dharma samsthapanarthaya, sambhavami yugi yugi. So Krishna comes to re-establish religion, so that people can take religious activities and come back to Krishna and give up this miserable material world. That is Krishna's master plan for coming here. And Krishna comes, does not come alone. Krishna comes, sends his devotees also. Go and recruit people. Give them placement. Recession is going on, no placement. Give them placement in the spiritual world. That is Krishna's master plan. So devotee knows Krishna is trying to get people back to his own abode from where they have left Krishna. And Krishna comes within and without. Within Krishna is a spirit soul, as Paramatma, and without Krishna comes his incarnation. Krishna comes as his own holy book, Bhagavad Gita, and trying to recruit people to come back to his kingdom. So a devotee, he sees Krishna is trying to recruit everyone. So Krishna, the devotee also takes Krishna's activities in his hands. Let me also serve Krishna by serving everyone, by encouraging them, go back to Krishna. So devotee becomes Krishna's recruiting agent. And devotee starts preaching to others that you take up Krishna consciousness, all your problem will be solved. So Prabhupada gave a very beautiful example in this connection, that let's say Mr. Tata has a son, and this son gets lost one day. And Mr. Tata is frantically searching for his son. He could not find him. And his son has also forgot him. Son has somehow lost his memory. And somewhere in some interior part of a village, the son has reached. And he does not know who is he. And he has become very poor, very like a beggar. And is begging. So one person sees this boy and he says, my God, this boy looks so beautiful. But he's hungry. Let me give him some food. So he buys one let's say, buy some snacks from a market stall and gives him, eat. One more person comes, he sees this boy is so beautiful, but he has no clothes. Let me give him clothes. He provides him clothes. Third person comes and sees this boy is so beautiful. He doesn't look to be a beggar. He must be coming from a very good family. So he makes some investigations, checks his pockets and sees, oh, this boy belongs to Mr. Tata. He's Tata's son. So immediately takes him, gives him a free fare from the railway ride, comes to Mumbai and brings the son to Tata again. As soon as the son comes back to his father, what happens? Immediately, his food problem is solved, his cloth problem is solved, all problem is solved. Why? Because come back to his father. The first man who provided food was a good person. He provided him food. But the problem was, after he ate the food, let's say for 3-4 hours, he was happy. But after 4 hours, 5 hours, again, he's hungry. And again, he wants food. Who will supply him food now? Back to square one. He got some clothes from second person. He gave him clothes, okay. So these clothes would last for next 3-4 months. And again, the clothes will get torn away. So whatever material we can do for anyone, it is only temporary. We are all in material world and we are all suffering because we are away from Krishna. So when we unite with Krishna, we become happy. Sometimes people have everything in their life. They are not beggar, they are very rich. They have food, they have nice clothes, and still they are not happy. So we should not think food, clothing, shelter will give happiness to the persons. No. They give temporary happiness. A person living in Jhopadi and a person living in a big mansion, sometimes you see the person in big mansion is more distressed than a person living in hut. So what makes a person happy? Not some external material things. It is Krishna consciousness. It is Krishna's service. So a devotee gives Krishna to others. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the same Krishna came in Kali Yuga. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all of us, Chaitanya Charitamrita mentioned, Bharata Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoyla Jar, Janma Sartha Koi Koro Parapkar. So it's a duty of all Indians, Krishna has told all of us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that all the Indians should first make their life successful by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Make their life successful and then give Krishna to others. When you give Krishna to others, all the problems will be solved. Even the person may not have food, but he will be happy. Of course, we give prasad also to others. We invite everyone to come and take prasad in our temple. Sunday feast is there, programs are there. And we give counseling to people to how to be also be happy in some adjusted situation in material world. But the most important thing is Krishna consciousness. That is very important. And this is what we can learn from these two verses. The Prabhupada is trying to build this point. Just like the yogi has become happy because he is trying to serve God. Similarly, by serving God, we also become happy in our life. And thus, we can go back to Godhead and experience permanent happiness in our life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So we have 5 minutes. If someone has very important question, ask. Hare Krishna. Since there are no questions, we'll end here. Thank you so much for attending this class. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai.